With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Local health departments are reminding people January is one of the best times of year to test for radon. Radon is a radioactive gas that comes from the natural breakdown of uranium in the ground. While we are always exposed to very low levels of radon, breathing in high levels of radon can cause lung cancer. This typically happens when radon enters through a building's foundation and builds up to high levels in the indoor air. About 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin has high radon levels. You cannot see or smell radon, so testing is the only way to know if you are being exposed. Many local health departments have kits for sale. During January, Vilas County and Oneida County health departments are offering discounted kits. The Rhinelander District Library's card holders can borrow a digital detector. Your regional radon information center also offers low-cost and sometimes free kits. Voting rights experts warn a newly finalized rule from the United States Postal Service could increase missed deadlines for mail-in ballots and other time-sensitive documents, especially in rural communities. Crystal Blair explains.
Under the change, postmarks are now applied when mail reaches a regional processing center and not when it's dropped off locally. The policy stems from cost-cutting reforms launched in 2021 and affects mail pickup at thousands of post offices nationwide. Michael Shemitas with the Rural Democracy Initiative explains why rural communities could be hit hardest.
This change is going to impact about 70% of zip codes. So people in rural communities are going to be hit twice. Our mail is going to take longer to get there, and then the documents that need a postmark are going to show the wrong date, and this is going to lead to a whole lot of people having their votes discounted.
The Postal Service says it's not changing how postmarks are applied, but instead clarifying long-standing practices. It adds that customers who want a postmark matching the day they drop off mail can request a manual postmark at the local post office. Shemitas argues the loss of evening mail pickups in rural areas is adding new barriers for those communities. He believes the postmark change fits into a broader pattern affecting both voting access and rural services.
This is part of a larger trend around making it harder to submit mail-in ballots. And then it's also part of a larger trend of just decreasing services for rural communities.
Federal data show more than 100,000 mail-in ballots nationwide were rejected last year for arriving too late. Experts warn the number could rise if rural mail delays slow down under the new rule. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Republicans in Madison are proposing new regulations on data centers. Scott Krug of NACUSA says they're looking to protect utility customers from picking up the tab for the infrastructure required for the facilities.
We're going to make sure it doesn't cost ratepayers any electricity bills. We're going to make sure it doesn't drain any lakes or rivers or streams. We're going to be responsible building of data centers because Wisconsin's going to be a hot spot.
Krug says Democrats have proposed a similar bill, so he thinks there is a middle ground to be found.
We're highly encouraging them to get on board with this, and we're open to ideas and suggestions that they might have yet. Because the governor does have to sign it in the end.
He says the bills are designed to back up regulations that are already in place.
PSC is also trying to put in tariffs on their energy use to make sure that they're not hurting ratepayers. We want to make sure this is codified. So this is not a surprise to anybody in the data center space or communities that have interacted with data centers before.
Krug says Wisconsin has ideal conditions for data centers in more ways than one.
Cool weather, lots of water, and a nice environment. That's Wisconsin, right? I mean, we've got the manufacturing space and all that industrial space that needs to be used as well.
Krug says the package could have a hearing later this week with the goal of passing it before the end of the session in February. Wisconsin has become a hot spot for data centers, with a handful of projects already online or building. Krug figures more will be on the way soon. Slush and water forced the temporary closure of a portion of a snowmobile trail in Eagle River. The Corridor 1310 Trail in Eagle River is closed where it crosses the Wisconsin River between trail intersection number 103 and 105. Trail managers say it appears the water is backing up into the marsh area surrounding the Wisconsin River Bridge. Slush and water on the trail are making it unsafe for travel. The gates have been closed and users should plan an alternate route for now. Once things improve, the trail segment will be reopened. If you've been wanting to try your hand at ice fishing, this weekend might be a good time. January 17th and 18th is Wisconsin's annual winter free fishing weekend. People do not need a license to fish most state waters. Bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions are still in effect. You can look up fishing regulations on the Wisconsin DNR website. The DNR reminds people that no ice is ever 100% safe. It does not monitor ice conditions, but encourages people to reach out to local bait shops for current conditions. The DNR will also loan ice fishing equipment at 19 tackle loaner sites, including the DNR Service Center in Rhinelander and Council Grounds State Park in Merrill. It's recommended you contact the sites ahead of time to arrange pickup. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is calling on the Republican-controlled legislature to act on his priorities during his final year in office, even if it means working later into the year than they are scheduled to be in session. Republicans are unlikely to follow Evers' call to action on many of the priorities he outlined in a letter on Tuesday. They rejected many of them, including a $1.3 billion increase in funding for public schools last year. In farm country, dense tree cover can be hard to come by, but researchers from the University of Illinois have found that more trees that surround rivers and streams are linked to higher biodiversity. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage has more.
The researchers found evidence of an additional land species for every 10% increase in forest cover. Eric Larson leads the lab that conducted the study.
We detected bobcats that have had a big population recovery in Illinois over the last few decades. We detected bats. We detected box turtles. And I think those kind of benefits to wildlife also have benefits to people.
The researchers collected water from rivers and streams and analyzed any traces of DNA they could find in the samples. The process is called environmental DNA metabarcoding. Larson says the sampling method can be as easy as throwing a bucket on a rope off a bridge, so volunteers or farmers can collect samples to support a wide range of conservation research. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.